This is Andreas Petrosians reading my poem, Stone, for the Psy Press. Stone. I didn't have time to brush my teeth, so I just scraped some toothpaste off the capless tube and rubbed it on my teeth so I wouldn't bother her with my kisses. Out my window and through shutters painted green to cover years and rotten splinters is a small courtyard, covered in beer bottle caps, wine corks, and stray pieces of pasta that are watched over by old Florentine statues of some undivine goddess and two stone frogs. The courtyard feels so safe and small, although most light is shunned by the large tree, but those stone beings are double agents, fighting slowly and infinitely to darken the piazzetta. But I wouldn't get rid of them. I just look at them as I stand almost naked with toothpaste on my unshaven chin, fingers tainted with the smell and residue of cigarettes and a bottle cap stuck to the bottom of my foot. I wouldn't shun them as they try to kill the light. When time destroys their stone form, when light passing through tree branches makes their eyes shut, when the wind rips the stone cloth covering that mortal goddess, I won't be there. Play on, I tell the stones, before I go to kiss her behind my rotting green shield.